welcome to Refraction, a Prism podcast, Oregon State University's undergraduate literary and arts magazine. In this week's episode, we'll be going over ways for writers to find inspiration. I'm Josie, here with Elizabeth, and we'll be your hosts today. Real quick, before we get into our topic today, here are some introductions. As I said before, I'm Josie, a creative writing major with a minor in marine biology. And a cool fact about me is that I'm a huge Green Day fan.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth. I'm in a University Exploratory Studies major. And a cool fact about me is that I have two cats named Lily and Shay.
Very cool. All right, so we're going to get into things. So our topic for today's writing tips is going to be on how to get inspired to write something. It can sound like the easiest thing to do, and then you actually kind of sit down to write the thing that you're thinking maybe I should write about, and then you sit down and you look at your piece of paper or your laptop and you're like, wow, I have no ideas up in here.
Yeah, definitely.
So understandably, inspiration is kind of a tricky thing to find, but that doesn't mean you can't find it. So we're going to be going over some tips and tricks to get those creative juices flowing. To start off with, some great tools that can be easily used are writing prompts. So using websites like Writer's Digest and Poets and Writers, those both have some great writer's prompts to be found, all for free. I did my work for y'all. And I highly recommend checking them out to see if any of their prompts can get those gears turning the old noggin. And if you're looking for another source of prompts, Pinterest and Tumblr, that's right, Tumblr, uttered in the year of 2024, crazy, but both have some pretty decent prompts if you're willing to search through them. I will say the downside of kind of going through those places is that there's also some not great prompts floating around, so just keep that in mind when you're searching through them.
Yeah, I'm a pretty new person to writing, and I definitely have used prompts and found them very helpful.
Yeah, they can be super helpful. No joke. Give them a shot, y'all. Next is practice writing the first sentences. So you'd be surprised how much inspiration can kind of be drawn from the first sentence of like a book or a short story. So like just a couple random examples, you could be just throwing out there, you know, cats aren't usually fond of water, which is why Mittens, the Olympic gold medal high diving winning kitten, was an exception to this. Something weird like that, or my wife always baked the sweetest cakes for my birthday, which is why I noticed the bitter cyanide she put in one. Something where it just kind of, it creates almost a story itself. It can be something wacky, it can be something weird. Don't be afraid to test it out. Plus, if you don't enjoy what you've written, it's only a sentence that you've written, so it's not like you feel like you've wasted your time trying to force a whole paragraph of something you're not sure about.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, and then another thing you can do is take a normal situation and then write in a way that makes it not normal. So this is something like describing a grocery store from the perspective of an alien, or turning a normal day at the beach into like the tragic day the fish people invaded. So write about something, again, it can be literally anything that you can think of, and then just try and put a little bit of an interesting twist on it, or attempt some way to turn it on its head. And then also, read other people's works. It sounds kind of counterproductive, like, hey, I'm trying to write my own thing, why do I need to be reading other people's things? You'd be so surprised how much inspiration can come from somebody else's writing. For example, if you're wanting to write something that's horror and you read like Stephen King, you might be like, ooh, hey, that ordinary thing I didn't think was scary is now the reason I can't go to sleep at night. Maybe I should do something like that. Or if you enjoy the Hunger Games series and you're reading through that, you can kind of find pieces in there where you're like, ooh, maybe writing about a baker, but in a different setting or in a different world. That could easily be something that you think of in the moment of reading. And now I want to kind of say this. This isn't an invitation to copy another writer's work or plot. This is something more so to just be looking at the types of writing and maybe the styles they're writing in. But that doesn't mean you can't read like a story about a dragon hunting biker gang and think, ooh, you know, what if I wrote a story about a dragon? Or what if you wrote a story about a biker gang suddenly teleported to a fantasy world? Or just a biker gang? The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, it's definitely cool how inspiration can really be found anywhere.
So research a random topic is another one I suggest. This is something that I've recently started doing. Like if I can't think of anything to do, I'm just sitting there drawing blanks. If you jump onto Wikipedia and you use their random search engine, it'll teleport you to a random page. And they got some wild stuff on there, y'all. So if you're wanting to just try and find something, this is especially great for all of you nonfiction piece writers who are maybe looking for a topic to dive into. Or hey, maybe those of you who are looking for a random historical fiction character or something like that. It's a really good way to gather information that you might otherwise not have been exposed to. And you know what? Who knows? Maybe the complete record of butterflies and moths in German history can inspire you or be the next great literary masterpiece that you come up with. You know, just give it a shot. So this is gonna sound a bit cliche, but another recommendation is go outside, touch grass. It sounds like a little bit funky to do that, but there is so much the real world offers. It could be pouring rain, and you might be thinking in the moment, oh man, that sucks. I gotta catch the bus and I gotta walk to that bus stop. But if you take kind of a second, you might be thinking, ooh, you know, what if I wrote like a broody character also at that bus stop, miserable in the rain? Or if it's super hot outside, you might be like, ooh, what if I transported somebody to like a distant desert city, surviving in a harsh climate or something? You know, dude, no joke. I was just walking around in the dining halls on campus and I was going to get food and stuff. And there was a guy cleaning up one of the tables and he was wringing out a rag. And he was like, you ever pretend the rags have voices and that you're drowning them? To like his coworker as I was walking by. And I was like, nah, dog, I didn't. But you know what character I'm going to create who does? So it's just those random moments that you overhear or those random interactions that you have, they can hold a lot of inspiration you wouldn't otherwise have being holed up trying to figure out something to write while just sitting in your room or something. So it's a pretty easy way to just kind of find inspiration is going outside and seeing what gets thrown at you, because something will get thrown at you, and let's hope it's inspiration. So another good idea along the same veins of going outside is to talk to someone. And I know a lot of people in here are going to be like, I don't like talking to people. And I get it. I really do.
Yeah.
I feel you, Elizabeth. But and I feel all of y'all. But find that one person that you can just flood them with conversation. You know what I'm trying to say here? Like, that one person you can kind of connect with. Again, if you don't have one, wander around. And then if you see maybe somebody cool or an extrovert, preferably, just head kind of near them and hope that they pull you into their gravitational extrovert vortex. But another way is also just various writing forums, too, if you want to just talk to somebody. Or even Discord conversations. But just get into contact with somebody, strike up a conversation in the real world or in the digital world. And the reason I say to do this is because you'd be surprised. I'm saying you'd be surprised a lot, but you'd be surprised by the most wild things that can come out of a conversation with somebody. You might not have known your friend thought clowns weren't real. They thought they were just from the movie It. And then you're like, bro, what are you talking about? And now you're thinking, you know what? I'm gonna write a world where that is true. Or maybe I'll write a world where clowns are real and people aren't. You know, something random like that can come into your head. Just talking over a small cup of coffee or something can be a step in the right direction for finding inspiration. So another great tool to use is NaNoWriMo. So National Novel Writing Month is in November, which is a ways away. But during that month, there is a national writing challenge where people try to write 50,000 words in a month, which is about 1,667 words a day. So if people don't have time in November, though, there is, in April, so right now, Camp NaNoWriMo. So that's where you set your own word count, and you basically set your word count for that day, or how much you want to write for that month, and then it'll give you your total you should write for that day. So it's pretty great. Our editor, Jay Inghauser, is writing 10,000 words this month, so they're writing 334 words a day.
However, back in November, they did 50,000 words. They technically won NaNoWriMo, so all those long nights paid off.
So this is just more of something to help motivate you to try and think of something to write. Again, sometimes just writing something can help spark inspiration. Like, you don't have to always have something in mind when you write. You can just try. It can be garbage, let me tell you. You can just start writing what you feel is hot garbage. And then just through the process of slowly, over the course maybe of a month, like, you start looking back maybe over some of that hot garbage and you're realizing, hey, there's some pretty good stuff in some of this garbage. Or just through the natural process of doing that, you can kind of get those creative juices flowing a bit more and start maybe finding that you do have an idea for something on some of those days. Just try to do something a little bit different to try and gather some inspiration. So this one isn't necessarily going to be helpful in the moment, but in the long run, it can be very helpful to keep notes. So this is stuff like random bits of dialogue, maybe a character idea you haven't really fleshed out, or some like random scrap of whatever type of writing. Just have a place to jot that down. Like, again, this won't help you immediately, but this can be something where later on, if you're looking for inspiration, or even when you're in the middle of writing something, you can kind of look back on with fresh eyes. And you might be able to scrape those pieces of dialogue or whatever together into something more than you'd ever imagine in the moment when you're jotting it down. I've definitely had it where there's been little blurbs I wrote down like 2 years ago, and I was going through my notes folder and I'm like, what are you? And it was just like, hey, here's this super cool character that you made that you forgot about. And now I'm like, well, I feel like I did an injustice, so I'm going to write about this guy because I don't know what else to write about. So it can be as simple as that, as something you look back to in a moment where you're looking for inspiration.
Something I've done is just have a place in my notes app where I can just jot it down, because inspiration can really strike anywhere. And it's nice to just easily be able to pull out your phone, which you probably have with you.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So another good tool that people might not necessarily think about is listening to music. So music is a really, really great way to start envisioning something like a far-off world, or like just the emotions a character is feeling, because you're feeling that and you're also being taken away to another far-off place by like Hans Zimmerman or somebody. So, you know, Mozart maybe could be the key to awakening you with a story about like star-crossed lovers in a classical period, or maybe Fleetwood Mac, you know? Everyone loves Fleetwood. Yes. They're great. They had their problems, but great music. So, but you could very well be listening to Fleetwood Mac and be like, you know what? I'm going to go in the opposite direction of like that star-crossed lovers thing and write about some lovers that are like destined to fall apart in the most fiery way possible. So it's an easier way to find inspiration, because you can kind of just hop on Spotify or wherever you listen to your music. You Apple Music listeners, some of you, I'm sure. And then see where a song takes you, because you never know what you can envision when you're listening to a song for the first time. Or maybe even pull out one of your old bangers and listen to it, and you're like, ooh, you know what? I never thought about writing a story based on this song, but today might be that day. So, like, feel free to pull out your AirPods, your record player, your 8-track tapes, your cassette tapes, your iPods that's not charged, you know, charge that bad boy up, and find something. See what you can find and see what inspiration you can draw from that. So finally, take a break. You know, you don't need to push yourself on a daily basis to find inspiration for your writing. Sometimes it's kind of best to take it easy and relax. So you may feel as if you're being unproductive, like you're not getting anything done, you're not making any progress in your writing because you're not writing anything. But sometimes what you just need to do is take a break, relax, put on a series on Netflix to binge watch, just something, because it's not good to try and force creativity all the time. You'll end up just kind of burning yourself out. And that's never good, because coming back from creative burnout can be a pain. So it's best to just be kind to yourself, allow yourself some time to sleep, put down your pen, turn off the lights, go to bed. You know, it's okay We're all human beings who get tired, who can't come up with stuff on the fly sometimes. And that's okay. You can take a break. You can enjoy the day. You can just walk around and play video games, or hey, just go on a walk or something without looking for inspiration. And even in those moments, sometimes you may accidentally find inspiration because you're not looking for it. And inspiration can kind of be a little bit persnickety like that and be like, ooh, sorry, you weren't looking for me? I see you're trying to have fun hanging out with your friends, but what if? And then you're like, oh, you. So stuff like that can just help you reset and put you in a better state of mind to come back to your writing later on and sit down and try and find another idea. So that's been the tips I have for everybody for writing inspiration. I hope that was helpful for you guys and that maybe now you're on the right track for finding inspiration, or maybe you're just a little less intimidated of not having an idea right off the bat. So that's all the time we have today. So thank you all so much for tuning into Refraction. We have been Josie.
And Elizabeth.
If you guys have any questions for us on the podcast or any suggestions for writing tips you'd want us to cover or any writing tips of your own you'd like us to share, feel free to shoot us a message at our Instagram. Our handle is @OSUPrism. That's OSUPRISM. And hey, if you found this episode helpful or enjoyed our witty banter, consider leaving a rating or review. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you all again, and we'll catch you later.
This show is made by volunteers for PRISM. If you or someone you know is interested in PRISM or volunteering for PRISM, you can visit PRISM's website at prism.orangemedianetwork.com. That's prism.orangemedianetwork.com.
This week's episode was sponsored by Bats. We scream, you scream. The world is now a little louder.